Disclaimer, this podcast was done before the XFL canceled their season.
Nobody, I mean nobody, puts ketchup on a hot dog.
For the love of football, ready? It's time for victory, we making history. We the new big thing, ain't no mystery. Believe me, when I say the big game's on, better tune in, that new thing about to take off. Ready to face off, look me in the
eye. It's XFL all the time. We talk about nothing else on this podcast as long as. All right, let's see what happened in the power rankings. Lou, the Roughnecks and the Battlehawks stay at 1-2.
Really? All right. Even after the Battlehawks' stunning defeat.
Yes. The DC Defenders moved to number 3, so they moved up, while the Dallas Renegades plunged to number 7.
Whoa!
LA Wildcats move up the spot, and the New York Guardians move down 1. They are now number 5. Lou, your assessment of the power rankings.
I think they're right on. I'm surprised. Okay. I'm surprised the Battlehawks didn't slip down to 3 after dropping 1 last week.
And who did they lose to?
Ah.
Lou, the mainstream media, yeah, they're talking about the coronavirus. We talk about how it affects the XFL. Lou, a CenturyLink field employee worked at the February 22nd game between the Dragons and the Renegades and later tested positive. So, the league announced Wednesday that Sunday's Dragons-Wildcats game will be played without fans. But can we tell the difference, Lou, between nobody in the house and what they're drawing?
Sound like they're like the frickin' White Sox.
Yeah.
You know what, Commish? They were drawing 30,000, 20,000.
Well, the Battlehawks are certainly drawing.
Yeah. There's no problem about them getting people into the stands. That's what cheap beer and a cheap ticket will do.
There you go.
Personally, I think that they should still allow the fans, but in Jim McMahon style, should make it a cage match, but have it be an enclosed dome. Everybody sits in a dome over everybody's seat.
Which was the plot of the Simpsons movie, I believe.
Really?
So they were predicting the future there. Yeah, the whole town of Springfield was put under a dome to stop an epidemic of some sort.
Okay.
So the sideline mic keeps picking up things, all right?
From the sideline mic.
Yeah. The LA Vipers and former Redskin QB Josh Johnson told his offensive coordinator, Coach, hey, y'all doing way too much and arguing and complaining. Call plays. Stop that. Stop it. Now, I think this happens in the NFL virtually every game. You know, the QB just gets nuts because they're saying 1,000 things into his helmet. So, but we're catching it now. This is what the XFL is doing. They're bringing us inside the game. Lou, what do you want to hear on the sidelines?
I'm happy with what's going on now.
Right,
I really am.
So, Lou, here are the 5 things the XFL must do to survive. Do you agree or disagree? Number 1, they have to keep star Houston Roughneck P.J. Walker. Agree or disagree?
Disagree.
Oh, I think he's going to the NFL, but...
You know what? If it could be a farm club where people are exposed to these players,
yeah,
and now, say, some shit team like the Giants picks him up, you know, hey, there you go. You're all set.
If the Giants pick him up. You suggested this, Lou. Relocate from large stadiums to smaller venues. Better to look packed with less people. What do you think? I mean, you called that a week ago.
They wouldn't have to close now.
That's right. And
no
expansion until the league is more viable. So when will the Wichita linemen come in, Lou? I need you more than want you. Okay, number 3, innovate the coaching staff with younger guys. Get rid of your Tressmans. Bring in the guys from the street. Bring in the cowboy. No, he's not younger.
I like that.
Yeah.
Oh, you know, I like the fact that you're seeing some NFL players that you wouldn't have heard of, you know, taking a stab at coaching. Yeah, I like that a lot. You know, a college, a Division III college coach, you know, his season's over now. He can pop in.
There you go. Now, bring in college players with potential to play and pay them immediately. Like, the whole, you know, especially the guys who want to get paid. You know, the guys, they're arguing, let's pay me. Well, the XFL should step in and said, you want pay? Come into this league.
And you forfeit your NCAA stuff. Yeah, I mean, that's a choice you could make, and I'm sure it's available now.
It was an interesting thing to bring up.
I hear you. I believe that they could go to Europe and play if they want money.
All right. More rivalry and trick plays, Lou. Bring back He Hate Me. And do the fake Statue of Liberty. You ever seen the fake Statue of Liberty?
Never live.
Never live.
Never live. Never by paid professionals.
Look on YouTube. So those are the five things, according to sportsnot.com. Lou, daytime.
I disagree with the last one.
Okay.
Bring back He Hate Me. You know, been there, done that.
Yeah.
You know, why do you want to go there? That league failed. So don't bring them back. You learn, you know.
Well, you know, but they are doing just straight football, you know, basically.
I think it's a fast, I don't want to say faster, because definitely NFL players, the slowest ones are faster than the.
Meaning it's a good pace on the game. You can watch it. It goes along.
You know, there's definitely less TV breaks.
Yep. Could that be for the average?
You know, that last 2 minutes, though, that kind of prolongs the game.
Same as the NFL.
Yeah, that's a little unnecessary.
As my wife likes to say when she walks in, see there's 2 minutes left. Well, I'll see you in a half hour.
Yeah. It's like basketball. You don't watch basketball until the last 2 minutes. The game stops in the last 2 minutes.
So, you're a daytime TV watcher. What shows do you like to indulge in besides we're just talking about the news?
Well, that's just because I'm here.
Right. No, I'm not saying you sit in a bark a lounger and watch it.
Oh,
but what
boy,
do you like?
Oh,
to, what do you like to put on? What do you like to put on during the day when things are slack here?
Oh, big fan of The Chase.
Chase.
Oh, the Beast. The Beastie.
You remind
me. Bring that one back. The Game Show Network.
Oh, I see. The Game Show Network. Now, the Game Show Network shows old game shows. Isn't that the whole premise of it? GSN?
Yes.
All right.
And also some of the old game shows that have now made a resurgence due to people watching the old ones.
Right, so you can watch an old episode of Jeopardy, for example.
No.
Oh.
No, Jeopardy.
Or Match Wheel Game. Of Fortune. No, Match Game. Yes.
No, Wheel of Fortune's still going strong. You got Match Game. Cash Cab.
Who is your favorite Match Gamer? Mine was always Charles Nelson Reilly.
Brett Summers was pretty
Summers,
funny.
The wife of Jack Klugman, everybody.
Was she really?
Yes, she was.
Boy,
I think
that had to be
divorced.
One turkey day at their house.
All right, the question of the week, sir.
The Klugmans for Thanksgiving.
The question of the week is, again, the power rankings of the week. If you had to power rank the following four Chicago food icons, which order would you put them in? Please start at number 4. Here they are. We want to build excitement on this broadcast. So, Italian beef, of course, Chicago-style hot dog, deep dish pizza, and Rico Benny-style breaded steak sandwich with marinara. So start with your fourth one and move your way up the power rankings for the Chicago food icons. Here we go. Number 4.
Deep dish.
Deep dish is number 4. What's your favorite ingredient on a deep dish?
Meat.
All right, sausage.
Number
3.
Chicago hot dog.
All right, the hot dog, the Lumble Chicago. Do you like getting all the jazz on it, Lou?
I don't like all the jazz on it.
Yeah, I don't either.
I'm
an onion and hot mustard man. That's all I need on a dog. Maybe a tomato. Number 2.
Italian beef.
Italian, oh my God, it's an upset. It's an upset, ladies and gentlemen. Italian beef. Now, sweet or hot, and do you like it dipped?
I don't like it dipped.
Oh, interesting. I love it dipped.
Oh, no. No, then it's not a sandwich.
All right. All right, so sweet or hot?
Either or.
Oh, wow. Okay, I'm not big on the sweet pepper. I'm just not. So it's hot and dipped for me. All right, finally, well, the number one, the Rico Benny-style breaded steak sandwich with marinara. A total upset in the power rankings. Lou, tell us about your experience with that sandwich.
Oh, a brick? Love the brick, but I'm more of a Freddy's guy than I am a Rico Benny.
That's what I was going to ask. Rico Benny, you know, they screwed themselves by becoming a franchise, you know, and of course you get the quality downturn. Where's Freddy's?
Somewhere in Bridgeport.
All right, somewhere in Bridgeport is the best breaded steak sandwich with marinara. Get one before the Sox game.
Oh.
Lou, give us your catchphrase. Oh!
Outstanding week and go XFL!
Official bar. This is a Comanche inviting you to tune in to Lou Dickman Weekly every week right here. Lou Dickman Weekly is sponsored by Lou's XFL Closeout Sale. When you need a used Battlehawks jersey, see Lou. And remember,
XFL at Sovereign Liquor, 6202 North Broadway. Your official Chicago XFL sponsor.
That's right, the official headquarters of the XFL.